Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Temperamental. And what I don't understand is how you can walk away from guaranteed money coming off a catastrophic injury. All you have to do is show up the meetings and your rehab, and you're guaranteed the funds. I really hope that the kid is obviously, and he's not even challenging it. I mean, And so I don't understand where he is at mentally, because, you know, the next time I meet somebody who says they have enough will be the first time, you know?
Yeah.
So don't tell me, you know, that money doesn't mean something. You're playing the most violent sport on the planet, and you get guaranteed $24 million, and you walk away from that. I don't know, man. It's very strange behavior, and I hope he recovers and he gets to play again. But I just don't understand it. I mean,
I'm with you.
There's no rational explanation that I can come up with to walk away from something like that. But anyway, thanks, guys.
Appreciate the call.
And Scotty and Steiny, not only to walk away, people know your Carfax report. You had a catastrophic knee injury. You wrecked your knee. And you're going to walk away from 24-9? And again, Steiny, I love to joke with the best of them, but I am really concerned about his mentals. Like, what are you thinking? And you, like, I'm reaching bad defense with this take. Do you think he looks at the Niners or blames him for getting hurt? No, that's incredible. Like, that's where I'm at with this. Like, what's your beef? They gave you the chicken. You got hurt on them.
I'm just, you know, I mean,
talk to me.
Well, first of all, he's made $60 million in his career. Mm. All right, so, you know, it's not like the guy's broke, first of all.
All right, I'm thinking of my account, but 60, okay, but still.
Well, the other thing is, what if right now he knows that he's healthy, pretty much, or he's going to be back to being the player that he's always been?
Well, this is BS then. The way you're doing, you're conducting your business is BS. But if they knew this way back and we're just privy to it, you know, maybe I'm overreacting, but I just – Steiny, I'm being real. I've been in relationships before I was married, and the young lady wanted to leave. And I was so in love, I convinced her, and she ended up cheating. Mm. I should have knew then when she told me she wanted to leave, it was over. And then I'm surprised when she doesn't come home or she comes home late.
Are you serious? Or is this just...
No, it's happened. When people want to leave, you let them go is my point. And maybe Ayuk should – the Niners, yeah, they shouldn't have pulled the plug on that trade if they had one.
Yeah.
I would be mad as hell if I'm Kyle and John. They're not going to say it. I would be – and what if you're a Niner player? Kittle or anybody else for that matter, man. I don't know what's –
just doesn't want to be here.
Damn.
It doesn't sound like it. How did it get to this point, Kyle?
I think in Debo's case, I think it's – I think it's very hard for teams in the NFL to keep two very high-priced receivers. And I think both of those guys were like that when they hit their market. So that's why you don't see that on many teams. So I think that's pretty normal. What you guys found out yesterday, or that was public, I know that's unusual. So I get all those questions about it. But that is something that happened 3 or 4 months ago, whenever that was, and something that's been completely out of sight, out of mind in terms of a contract. The only thing I've been thinking about is hoping he can get healthy and come back and play for us.
Wow. 650 standing on the Bucks and Gerson text line says you draft a wide receiver and you use that money to sign a premier offensive lineman.
Yeah, I
sound good.
I would. I mean, I don't think they're right this minute. They're depleted at wide receiver. Pearsall's back. Jennings is healthy. Watkins is back.
Well, you just Kittle think about the back. Pick a couple years ago now. If this keeps up and he's no longer, I guess that's how I look at it, or Niner fans are probably looking at it, Stoney, like, what did the pick become? You have his back, you pay him while he's hurt, before he gets hurt, and then this is what he does to you is what I'm saying.
Talk about Brandon's behavior in July.
No, I think you can figure that out on yourself. I mean, it takes a lot of things to get a contract voided. I don't even know. Honestly, I've never dealt with that in my career. I've been in any building that's had that, so it was unusual. Damn. But that's stuff that I can't get into right now.
So he's saying his never happened. Man,
what'd he do? What did Ayuk do?
Or what did they do?
No, they're saying Ayuk did something.
Well, they're saying he didn't show up or he wasn't at the building.
Yeah, but that there's more to it than that, because this is what Shanahan had to say about the meetings and stuff.
That happened back in July, though, so that was their things. But as far as, like, missing meetings, things like that, any injured player or people are on IR or doing rehab, like, their schedule's totally different than the rest of the team. Oh. So sometimes they're involved in meetings, sometimes they're not at all. I'm not going to go through each thing with them, but anytime a guy's on IR and stuff, they're not in the daily routine of meetings.
But he has missed them.
Yeah, he's missed them. There's been other people on our team that have missed meetings before, but that doesn't have anything to do with his contract.
All right, so they didn't void the contract because he missed meetings.
Wow.
So we're all left to kind of try to figure out what's going on with Ayuk and what he did. It sounds like he did something. But it also sounds like he doesn't want to be a San Francisco 49er. To me, the part that makes me wonder really what's going on is it actually seems like they are okay with or would be willing to void everything next year, and now they're waiting for him to come back this year for 4 or 5 games. Like that
I wouldn't
that
want
to
him
me
to,
is
I
really
wouldn't want
weird.
His ass to step a foot in our building just for this year. Like, I would never be that, Stoney, just tell me if I'm wrong here, that desperate.
Well, he's like, under contract for this year right now, so he's got to be there. They just voided his contract for 20 or the guaranteed money
for
2026. What
is he acting like a professional that you would even trust?
Well, I don't know what he did. You know what I mean? Like, we don't know
so
what he did.
Not, I don't want to say.
I don't know
that.
Why did they void the contract? Why did they void the guaranteed money for next year? He's saying that it wasn't because he missed meetings. He was saying it's got to do with contracts and lawyers and things. So we're all just guessing, you know.
But help me out. Stoney, it looks like the Niners did their part. They paid him. So what is it? What could a team do for you to get sour on him? This is all on – like, I'm team Niners all day. I was team IU because dude's going rogue. And, Stoney, I think he's just reading the room. Like, I know you said the $60 million, but he's not getting the right advice. And I know you're saying what happened – but so are you in the middle of this without knowing everything?
What
like
do you
to
mean?
Me, like you're not. I'm coming down hard on Ayuk because this makes no fiscal sense. It makes no sense at all. But it seems like you're like something could have happened to where this could be validated. Ayuk's actions. I don't want to speak for you, but it seems like you're in the middle.
What do you mean?
I think he
something happened in July that made the 49ers say we're voiding the guaranteed money for next year. Like, something happened in July, and apparently it wasn't just missed meetings, and it wasn't not being at the facility. Something happened, and he said, I'm not getting into it. It's lawyers and contracts and stuff, and that's not my area of expertise, so I have no idea. But to me, the other interesting part is, But they apparently would have him back this year if he gets healthy enough to play.
I don't know why. If I'm a Niner fan, I don't want to hear that. That dude don't want to be around.
I mean, then,
you know, I got it.
In a way, isn't this Jennings last year with the 49ers? In theory, he's not under contract next year.
But this is more organic and natural. This dude just signed for the bag. You know what I mean? And got hurt.
Yeah. Yep. Let's go to you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station, always live on the free Odyssey app, and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. Let's go to Rob in San Bruno.
Oh, man, Rob.
Hey, Rob, how you doing, man?
I'm good. How about yourself?
What's up, Betty? Hey. Make us make sense of this, man.
I just think, you know, you just don't like the workplace yet. I just think he's tired of it. I thought before even you go back 4 years ago, him and Cal had an issue. So I just think he took the money because, you know, is if you're smart, you take the money first and you discuss everything else, you deal with that later. So, you know, I think he just, maybe the culture not right for him. I just think Cal has his favorite guys. He makes it known. He take care of the guys that want to be taken care of. He don't make certain players wait. There's certain players he make wait. The Debos, the IUs. But he gonna make sure CMC get his money with two bad Achilles. He gonna make sure Purdy get his. You know what I'm saying? He gonna make sure Kittle and Warner get theirs. But he not gonna. There's certain players he don't really like, and I just think him and BA don't vibe.
Wow.
That's what I think it is, and I just think maybe it's time. If you knew he didn't want to be here, you should have traded him. And if BA didn't want to be here, he should have left. But at the same time, he got to take that money first, sign the contract, and then you deal with the nonsense later. So the best thing for him to do is not play and Niners get rid of. Ain't no point. This is what Kyle created in locker room. He created this nonsense.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change while supplies last.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
With the Trey Lance situation, he made it this way where he likes certain players, and if he don't like you, he gonna put you out to the wolves. He tried that with Brandon Ayuk before, but Brandon Ayuk performed, so they really couldn't do that. So I just think they never liked each other, and I just think it's time to get over it, move on, and next story, give him Best and Pierce off.
Hey, Rob, real quick, the 707 says, Guru, you don't know what happened, and that's okay. Would you get offended or any Niner fan, and I'm going to ask Steiny, if I said to you, he's due $24.9 million after this catastrophic injury. If he walks away from that, I'm getting AB vibes, and that's Antonio Brown. Is that fair, or you think over the top?
Antonio Brown, he got mental issues. I just think he just don't like Kyle Shanahan.
Okay.
I don't think he likes the players in the organization. I don't think he's got nothing to do.
Okay.
He not mental issues like Antonio Brown. That's something different.
Okay.
That's way different.
All right. Good to hear from you, man.
Thanks, Rob. Appreciate the call.
Like Steiny, I get, man, but then why did he sign if he felt this way? And they were posting yesterday on social media, he got four touches or three touches, Ayuk in the Super Bowl, and they got him on the bench after the game was over with that stoic look like he wasn't utilized enough, and he's right. But the bottom line is after that, you put your John Hancock on something that's going to take care of you for the rest of your life, And, I mean, what more security does one need after tearing your ACL, MCL, and meniscus walking away from this? That's what's just strange to me. And maybe money's not everything, and this is what Ayuk is saying to me.
Again, like, he's made $60 million in his career.
All right.
And he's still, what, 28 years old? So he's still got career left in front of him, and I'm sure he feels like he can be a better receiver somewhere else than he was with the Niners. And that he thinks probably can start as soon as next year.
And if you do lose, mentioned if this is, I wonder what this does or means for Jennings' future, Stoney, if this dude is done as a Niner, because it was going to be next year, Ricky Pearsall and Brandon Ayuk, you know, back from his injury.
Yeah. Let's go to Philmo Mike.
Mike.
Philmo's in the house. What's up, Philmo? How you doing, man?
Oh, I'm good, man.
Talk to us.
I love Ron, but I kind of got to disagree with him on this stance. They paid IU. They paid Debo. So from that circumstance, you can't say, okay, he tried to take care of CMC and George Kittle. You feel me? He got paid.
Mm.
And you got to respect Kyle, because Kyle is no nonsense. Like, hey, man, you kind of running CMC into the ground. Well, he's available to play. I'm going to play him. You feel me? Like, it don't really matter the circumstance. He cares about, is the guy available? Can he play? So with IU, okay, he's not here next year. But at the same time, well, if he's available this year, we're going to need him. And Brandon Ayuk can't do nothing but respect it. And he's smoking some type of real, we call in the hood, they say cream sometimes. You smoking some real cream, bro. Like, you off your rocker throwing away some money with one of the greatest organizations in sports. But, hey, if you feel like you know something that we don't know, hey, it is what it is. But I want to get to this point. I don't know what's in the San Francisco, Santa Clara, Redwood City air. But I need like an Arnaz battle. I need like a Jerry Rice. Not in terms of skill and commitment. No, I do need commitment, but loyalty, man. Ever since T.O., Crabtree, Debo, all these wide receivers that we trap and get, they want to get up out of Dodge. I don't know what it is.
Wow.
For real, I can't call it. Maybe the Bay Area culture is not from, but like some people from the South, they can't deal with the Bay Area culture and not get it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know if it's that's a thing, but it's something peculiar and it's in the air. We get receivers, they sign, and then all of a sudden, they could be in a great situation. Not like Debo. They want to leave. Michael Crabtree feel like he's he's a Raider. Like, get up out of here, bro. Get up out of here. What have you done with the Raiders? You called touchdowns in the playoffs for the Niners. I don't want to vent, but I'm just saying it's something peculiar about the wide receiver position. The San Francisco 49ers, they re-sign, and then they want to leave. All the way back to T.O.
Wow. Hadn't thought of that one, Stoney.
Appreciate it. This is back in July,
okay.
Kyle Shanahan was talking about Ayuk, and this was from July 28th. It's almost at the end of July.
It looks like he's out there doing a lot. I mean, hanging around the guys. I know he's in all the meetings and stuff, and he does his rehab in the morning, does a little bit more in the afternoon walkthrough, but no, I love him being around and all the meetings and doing all that stuff. And I know having an injury is frustrating, but he's going about it the right way, rehabbing and stuff, but it's great having him out there.
All right, so that was July 28th. So maybe they'd already done it by then. But
he wouldn't be speaking glowingly of him coming back and working out in the mornings. And don't forget, Stoney, we had Shortgate. I know a lot of people said I blew that out of proportion. Remember he came out on the practice field, was in the wrong shorts or whatever, wrong color ones. But, I mean, Mike got me thinking. I know Crabtree and the other guys don't, T.O., but, like, I don't know how any person right now in Ninerville, Stoney, could be Team Ayuk. And you could say, goo, that doesn't mean it. But what are we missing?
I mean, I think it could be as simple as Brandon Ayuk in July told the 49ers, He didn't want to be here, and he would be okay with him voiding next year's deal or next year's guaranteed money. And maybe the 49ers said, okay, we'll void it since you don't want to be here. And then they voided it, but they still have a professional relationship for this year, and Kyle Shanahan still would like him back, I guess.
But what about all the interviews I heard from Lynch and even Kyle being asked about the practice window? Well, that's exclusively to this year, that they were kind of excited about. You know, it could be a couple weeks. It could be a week. There were different junctures this season to where it felt like Brandon Ayuk's practice window was going to be open.
It sounds like it still could be.
Week to week, hoping he can clear all the markers so he can come back and start his practice window.
That's what he said Saturday.
I got you. I'm just saying, I would ask Kyle, why would you want to come back? And why would you think this player would want to come back and help an entity that he wants to leave? Like, that's like, I would be super floored if he came back.
Because he's under contract this year. He's under contract to the 49ers this year. It's like he's a, he's going to be a free agent at the end of the year. That's what it kind of feels like. He doesn't want to be here long term, but if he gets healthy, maybe he'll try to help him this year. I don't know.
Wow.
There's a lot of stuff that we don't, obviously that we don't understand here.
And this has no bearing on tonight's game or the rest of the season for the Niners, right? They know out of sight, out of mind. I mean, it just wasn't a good look for the franchise. You'll give me that, right? You pay a guy handsomely. Some say you overpaid him, and this is what you get. And I know, Steiner, you keep going back, well, they knew, but it still doesn't make it right on his part, it seems like.
You know why it's not a bad look for the Niners? Because this is probably what they want.
Oh, that, man.
They don't want to have him under contract for another 3 or 4 years.
Damn. So you say he could be doing them a favor?
I think most 49er fans would love to get out of the Brandon Ayuk contract and to just have him leave and we'll use his money for somebody else. Now, I don't know if that's how it's going to shake out, though, in terms of, what happens to all the, their cap space and that kind of thing. So I have no idea.
It is strange or peculiar, man. It really is.
888-957-9570 is the number. I also think that Ayuk, like, this is... This is how you play hardball. You do sign a contract to at a place you have no intention of staying at.
Mm.
I mean, maybe he signed that deal and he said, I'll take my 1 year and I'll make my 25 on, on the injured list and I'll get out of here.
But are you going to report and help him out down the stretch? Which now you got me thinking, is that still on the table? And it sounds like it is for this year.
Yeah, this is, has he been cleared?
Is he medically cleared by you guys, or?
No, he's not. Yeah, there's still markers he's got to pass.
All right, so he's
I would be
still
floored.
Not there.
Yeah, man. And, I said, have we taken a call or a text or anybody in the chat that's mentioned or has been Team Ayuk, I guess, listening now to Fillmore Mike, which it sounds like he's not. I don't want to speak for him. But Robin Sambruno sounds like Ayuk just doesn't, he almost alluded to like he's getting treated unfairly, but he got paid, Rob. He's one of the guys that got, he's part of the clique that got paid.
Yeah. I don't know. It's pretty amazing, though. This guy was a big part of this team, and last year he was front and center in the negotiation. Yeah. Situation where he was holding out, holding in, and
number 11.
Now it looks like he's on his way out.
2 years ago, they were in the Super Bowl in Vegas, which we were at for Radio Row. You had Deebo Samuel and Brandon Ayuk, Donnie, and the Niners are looking in the mirror without, and I know Deebo was a choice, but you're saying both those guys are gone? Like, wow, I wouldn't have bet it.
Yeah. 888-957-9570 is the number. This Wednesday, your chance to win great prizes every single hour from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Warriors tickets, AC/DC tickets, Warriors bobbleheads, and much more. That's all happening this Wednesday. Every hour starting at 6 o'clock. It's our Thanksgiving blowout right here on 95.7 The Game.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell fuel rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.